This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
The following was recorded at a Maximize the Living live event.
Because really, in life, are we ever going to be perfect and never come into contact with chemicals, yes or no? No, right? So let's be realistic. We have to be able to go through that a little bit more. So NAC is used as an antidote for acetaminophen. That's Tylenol. Tylenol literally, and this is one where it's interesting even with kids, Tylenol literally goes into the cell and kills intracellular glutathione, right? So if you're ever one that's like, yep, I've taken Tylenol, I'm a Tylenol fiend, I used to, your body is deplete of glutathione. Awesome, it treats certain forms of cancer, protects against toxicity, including DNA damage, right? Because again, we know, we take that apple and we brown it, you're damaging the actual cellular DNA. So again, when you're looking at that cellular DNA, when we talk about, hey, it's in my genes, right? This is just the way I was made. This is my DNA, right? Do you have an opportunity? Do you have the ability to turn on and off that gene expression that expresses disease processes, yes or no? Are you in control of your health, yes or no? Yes, right? Same thing. Attenuates influenza, right? So, oh, wait, she told me that there's mercury in the flu shot. So is there anything else I can do? Mm-hmm. Enhancing regeneration of bone, survival rate in patients with heart attacks, right? Glycine is the other amino acid, right? Glycine in terms of an amino acid, again, this is one that looks specifically at lowering the inflammation levels, increasing glutathione, reduces risk for cancers, produces digestive enzymes, autoimmune reactions, boosts energy level, fights fatigue, fights stress and anxiety. They looked at both of these combined in terms of neurodegenerative diseases and what it does to the actual brain process. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, this is an incredibly important one. Reducing joints and pain, protecting collagen in joints, lowering risk of type 2 diabetes, right? So you would think like, hey, those both sound really great. I wish there was one product that encompassed both NAC and glycine. And
There is.
You asked and we answered. And that's where we have our NAC and glycine. It's literally a powder. You will notice some people think that it... NAC and glycine. There's a tiny scoop in there. There are 120 servings. I would say the average person, if you've never gone through a gentle detox before, you can start off at one scoop in between meals for the first couple weeks. Do two scoops in between meals for the next couple weeks and go back down to one scoop. You'll notice that there's somewhat of a sulfurish smell that comes to it. It's not overpowering or pungent by any means. My husband's such a baby. He's like, I'm like, you're so fine. Everyone's taking it. You're just really like, it kind of has like a weird, like an odd smell, but it's not anything. But it's part of the sulfur that's present in there that helps with the detoxification process. So the NAC. The other one, too, when you look at is the B-complex, right? So a couple things have to happen when you look at B-complex. It has to be methylated. There's two different things. There's methylcobalamin and cyanocobalamin. Both are considered B12. Methylcobalamin is broke down, it's bioavailable and ready for your body. Cyanocobalamin is a synthetic form, right? Which is where you'll see more biotoxic accumulation. Cyanocobalamin is a derivative of cyanide. It's incredibly toxic. So when people are like, yeah, but I can get this B vitamin complex for $5 less than yours, you're 100% correct. Is it a bioactive methylated form? And the secondary, too, is it has a delayed release. But when you talk about that B vitamin complex, I put this in there. Again, this is nothing more to show you that what you can't really see is up top. It talks about the breakdowns. Fats break down into fatty acids, sugar into carbohydrate. We'll go through all of that after break. But look at, I pointed to all of the B complex, and it's not B12. So when people say how you turn your food into energy, so not just for detoxification, but for actual energy when we're talking about weight loss, in order for your food to turn into energy, point A is food, point B is nutrients and cell energy, Look at all the B vitamins, B3, B1, B2, B5, right? So it's not just B12 for energy. It's a complex of Bs that's really important. There it is. Wait for it. Okay. So our detox bundle, every product out there today is 15% off. What we have out there is all we have out there. So first come, first serve. For anyone who doesn't get it, we have an order list. So when we go back on Monday, we'll order. If you are a patient, we'll put a quick stop where your screen turns red, and we'll have the product for you. If you're not a patient, we'll just have your phone number down, and we'll call you. It should be towards the end of the week. The bundle is where you actually save over 20%. So $31 is the equivalent to a free vitamin D and a free stevia in the bundle. So if you know you're going to take this for more than a month or two, it's one that you'll want to stock up on. Okay, now chiropractic care. So when you look at the importance, this is one where oftentimes people say, but I do everything right. I eat right, I exercise, but I don't understand why I don't see such great results. And because most people are doing four essentials. They're eating right, they're exercising, they're trying to detox, but they're not addressing their nervous system. Your number one most important system in your body is not your digestive system. It's not your reproductive system. It is your central nervous system, right? Your brain stem and spinal cord. Will you grab me that spine too while you're over there? It's what we call saving steps in my world, right? Your brainstem and spinal cord, that central nervous system formed 10 days after conception, before most moms even know that they're pregnant, is the system that creates every single living cell inside of the human body, heart, lungs, stomach, digestion. So you think we want our liver to detox as best as it possibly can. So we're going to start taking the scoops of NAC and glycine. We've got the B vitamins. But here's the problem. Everyone's addressing these organ systems, but no one's ever addressing the one system that utilizes and controls all of those organs. And that is the central nervous system, right? So in order for that function to be at 100%, your spine, guys, this is page 2 out of Gray's Anatomy and Physiology. Your spine has to be straight from the front. You have to have 3 curves from the side. Right? That's just how your brain communicates. Now, here's the problem, though. Over time, what happens is these bones shift. The bones shift, and it puts pressure and damage on those nerves. Right? For some people, that's back pain. For some people, it's not. But here's what you have to look at. 7% of the nerves in the body go to things that feel pain. 7. How many? 7% of the nerves in the body go to things that feel pain. 93 are function. So when you look, your brainstem and spinal cord are what control your heart, right? Yes or no? Your brainstem and spinal cord then are what control your stomach, yes or no? Your brainstem and spinal cord are what control your liver, like your detoxification organs, yes or no? Right? So many times we're looking at these systems, but we're never saying, hey, if this master system is only functioning at 70%, how well can those organs really function to serve their potential and their duty? Right? This is the big problem when you see overall. How do those bones shift? Car accidents, slips and falls, repetitive microtraumas, texting, typing. Those bones shift out of alignment, right? You see people who have this forward head posture. Anyone know of anyone with that forward head posture? Right? People lost the curve in their neck. Some things in life are meant to have curve. So imagine you take a banana and you try to make it go straight. What happens to the insides? So what happens if that's just the curve in your neck? Right? Or if you see, if anyone ever has their pants that wear and tear differently at the bottom, people say, oh, my leg is short. Nope. What happens oftentimes is that there's a discrepancy in your pelvis, right? And so when you compress these nerves and they only get function out to there only at 70%, you see symptoms, right? Symptoms are our body's warning sign. But in life, through the United States, when we see that symptom, what have we been taught to do? Give it a medication. Right? And so you say, if I don't see it, it's not there. Perfect, right? You got some back pain, you can mask it. You got some allergies, it's fine, you can mask it. You got some indigestion, it's fine, you can mask it. Here's a pill for this. But all the while, if that root cause of the problem is still there, here's my favorite thing. I had a man come into the office and I said, okay, do you have high blood pressure? And he said, no. And I was like, it says here you're on 2 blood pressure medications. And he's like, yeah, my blood pressure is fine. I don't have high blood pressure. And I'm like, right? I see someone go like this in there, and I'm like, I want to do the same thing, but I'm the doctor and the consult, and I can't, right? So you want to be able to smack your head, and you're just like, mm-hmm. But think about this. So if you stop taking your medication, guess what happens to your blood pressure? It goes right back up. Does it ever really get down to the root cause of the problem, or does it cover up and mask those symptoms? Right? And so this is where our doctor is a doctor of cause. It's getting back down to the root cause of the problem and taking care of that cause. Because here's what happens with the average chiropractic. We'll walk through. And you should have a sheet in your folder. It's a blue sheet. Thank you. These are the nerves. These are the nerves that go out to vital organs. So the ones all the way up at the top, those are all the nerves that go back up into your head. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, sinuses, headaches, dizziness, problems sleeping, anxiety, depression. All of those nerves stem from right up through here. Right? Nerves in the middle of the neck, ones that go across the shoulders, underneath the scapula, are the nerves right through here that go right out to the thyroid. Have everything to do with energy level, hormone balance, weight loss resistance, chronic fatigue, right? So these are the people who typically say, you know what, I want to do your 20 and 30 challenge, but I've already done something just like it, and it didn't work for me, right? I didn't lose any weight, I just gained more weight, I stayed the same, nothing changed, right? A lot of the time that's underlying thyroid problem, that's hormone, right? Nerves in the lower part, ones that run down to the shoulders, elbows, down to the tips of the fingers, are more importantly the nerves that go right out to the heart and right out to the lungs, which should make sense because when you're having that massive heart attack, right? Oh, Ethel, here's the big one. What's typically the first sign of that heart attack? Yeah, right? My arm goes numb, my shoulder aches. Some people come in and they say, yeah, my hands go numb, but it's not all the time. It's just every once in a while. It's not a big deal. No, that's a huge deal. Your heart's not an organ that has a viscera that feels pain. Right, same thing right through here. Nerves in the middle part. That's like bra strap line for the women. Those are the nerves that go out to the stomach. So think about this. If I compress a nerve that goes out to the stomach, that stomach function, does it get better or worse? Worse, right? So it's like, I don't know what to do. So it starts dumping in a whole bunch of acid. You look at things like, you know, and they take the purple pill, Prilosec, Omeprazole. All the while, they actually looked at patients who were under chiropractic care. They actually looked at a group of patients who had duodenal ulcers, stomach ulcers. And half of them, thank you, half of them got adjusted and the other half got the normal average therapies, right? Just over the counter. Same dietary needs. They looked at, they fast-forwarded 3 weeks. They actually confirmed it with an endoscopy too. So they actually went in and took pictures. They found that the people on average who got adjusted not only saw a pain reduction 3 days faster, their actual ulcer healed 10 days faster than the people on normal medical therapies. Right, guys, think about this. Health. If you were to look at the word of health, the root word inside health is what? Heal. Health is not how you feel. Health is how you heal. Right? Health is how you function. So when we go through that, you have to look at the one system that controls all of that organ system function. Same thing, nerves right down in the lower back, right? Hips, knees, if anyone's ever experienced sciatic pain. Right? Those are the nerves that go out to all the digestion organs, reproductive organs, bowel and bladder. Symptoms are just your body's warning sign. So why wouldn't it make more sense then if we had some of these underlying root cause of the problems to get down to the cause as opposed to doing the normal medical model of masking it, right? And this is one where for new patients, for current patients, this is one that we want to see health not just for a small amount of time, but really for the rest of your life. And so we look at, so we've damaged this, right? We've damaged. Here's what we do that's very different. Because a lot of times we're like, yeah, I saw a chiropractor, it didn't work for me. I'm just here for the nutrition, which is great. That's fine. But what we do is what 2% of chiropractors in the world do. 2%. We actually look at not only adjusting the spine, but actually restoring the actual structure. When we restore the structure, it restores the function. Plain and simple, right? Here's normal. Right, so on the left, you're looking at a nice, healthy spine. So you're looking at it this way. This way. So what you see is that big piece on the left side as the base of the skull, back of the jaw. Do you see that nice curve? On the left-hand side, you're looking right through here. You should be nice and straight, level pelvis. That's ideal. So I'll share with you. Greg came in, debilitating migraines. Said I did everything. They have me on an antidepressant, an anti-seizure. Their next step is they wanted Imitrex. He was doing multiple times a month. He said, my next step really is to look at doing Botox injections to the base of the skull. If you look on the left-hand side, he only had a 13-degree curve, right? So flat. See from the left to the right, can you see how that curve is starting to come back in? What we do is we actually correct the structure of the spine. You can get adjusted, that's fine, but if you still have pressure and damage on that nervous system and you can see that through x-rays, that subluxation, that's what we want to evaluate you for. Because you think about from the left to the right, right, because your answer is going to be left or right, which one is his body functioning better? The right. Which one is his body healing better? Right? So again, our goal is not to just adjust you, but to actually correct the structure of the spine. No more migraines. He's like, hey, I can actually get home from work and I don't want to just not be there. Look at on the left over here. This is Sarah. Hers actually not only has lost the curve, but goes backwards. So now again, imagine something in life are meant to have curves. Imagine if you made a banana try to go backwards, what happens to the inside? Tons of neurological problems. She said, a lot of it's, when I get stressed, it's just this shoulder tension. It's just because when I'm stressed, it's not a big deal. And we said, no, you have a negative 12-degree curve in their neck. Look at on the right-hand side. Do you see that restoration? It not only restores the structure, it not only restores the function, but it restores the life that needs to be communicated. No one's going to come in and say, hey, I'm only functioning and healing at 70%. Because, someone, I got some shoulder pain, lower back pain, right? But what we think, it's the law of diminishing intent. You talked about it earlier, right? It sounds like a good idea. I think I'll get it checked out next week. And then next week rolls around next month, next year, right? How is it ever that sometimes we go like 2 years without ever seeing the dentist and you're like, I meant to, I've been meaning to, right? But it's the law of diminishing intent. Same thing when you look at lower back.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
You see the shift over in the lumbars? You see how low that left pelvis is, how high that right pelvis is? Do you think someone with a pelvis that looks like this, do you think there's going to be more pain on right? I've got hip pain. I have knee pain. My joints always ache. My lower back hurts, right? Santina talked about her scoliosis. But here's the problem. If you continue to keep living a life like this, you continue to keep seeing health like this. Right? You continue to only reach your 70% potential. That's why, our goal, our mission is to look at health change as a whole. And that comes not only with the component of nutrition and detoxification, but you have to look at the system, the one system that utilizes and controls that. Right? If you were to come into our office, initial exam, consultation, we'll do a weight differential, range of motion, and we'll see what's going on. If we find that there's any structural damage, what we'll do is we'll take x-rays to see if we can confirm that. Imagine if you were to get full spine set of x-rays, all the evaluation, and your insurance didn't cover that. Imagine what that looks like in terms of cost-wise. My son went in for a 15-minute appointment that cost $459. But part of our outreach is that here today, initial exam, consultation, your full spine set of x-rays is just $50. If you want to schedule, say you're a wife here, and you're like, I told my husband he should have came, right? if you want to schedule your kids, everyone that you scheduled is $50 a piece, right? So you can let the girls up front know. They'll give you the paperwork. We'll schedule you for a time. The one thing I ask is there's a lot of people in here that want to schedule appointments. So the one thing that I ask is if you make that appointment, know that we have a limited amount of appointment times. We're a very busy office. We want to make sure that you come. So when you schedule that appointment, make sure it's a time that you can dedicate, because if not, it's literally taking that appointment away from someone else. Also, people have questions about their insurance, right? What does my insurance cover? Bring in your insurance. If we find that your insurance does cover the initial exam, consultation, and x-rays, we'll either make sure you get reimbursed or you can use it towards future care. But we'll be able to sit down with your insurance checked and verified and said, here's really what we think. Time, cost, insurance, out-of-pocket, right? I want to bring Evelyn up here. Everyone say, hi, Evelyn. Because some of you think, it worked for Santina, but it didn't work for me, right? Anyone in here think that? If you raise your hand, we'll find you at lunch. All right. So Evelyn has now been in the office
about 10 months.
As I say, a little bit less than a year. So share with them some of the things that you experienced before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
Okay. I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which in turn affects the depression and headaches. I have been diagnosed with arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, benign positional vertigo, which everything spins if I move too fast, and a thyroid issue. The last thing I was diagnosed with was the rheumatoid arthritis. That one put me in a tailspin because they put me on a medication that I was in bed for 2 months, didn't even know where I was at. So I had a friend that was coming. She said, "You gotta go, you gotta go." So I cold turkeyed the medication, which you should never do. That was even worse. And I went. And within the first 3 visits of coming, I no longer had a headache. I no longer was in pain. And my friend said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "I don't know if this is going to work or not." And she goes, "Well, what do you mean?" I go, "Well, I've been 3 times and I don't have a headache anymore." And she goes, "What's the problem?" And I go, "That's what I want to know. What took me so long?"
So fast forward now. Was it last week or the week before? What were you able to toss into our drug-free warrior bin?
I was on 3 medications. I tossed 2 medications in. One was for the fibromyalgia, which was helping with depression and being able to move around and everything. And the other one was for the benign positional vertigo. That's 2 of my 3. My third one is that I'm still on is for thyroid, which I just learned something today about the cookware. So when I leave here, I'm going and I'm buying a different set of cookware. Because you said thyroid and Teflon. Mm-hmm. And that's been the last one that I want to get rid of is my thyroid. And it's been the biggest one of me saying back and forth. And my doctors are, I love my doctors. They're for whatever I think I need to do. And especially when it comes to adjusting some of my medications, I'm like, I don't want to take that much. Okay. But this is what might happen.
So we threw fibromyalgia and your vertigo medication in there. Mm-hmm. So if Evelyn today was to talk to Evelyn 10 months ago, who was in bed on tons of medication, suffering, and had the opportunity to change someone's life out here, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them that they need to take the leap, they need to take the chance, they need to at least come and listen, decide for yourselves. But anyone who knew me 10 months ago and knows me now, they're like, "I can't keep up with you. I cannot keep up with you now."
So that's my very last question then is, so what does life look like for you in this next year of being medication free and having all of that energy?
For me, I think it's going to be a little scary for me because I'm a real workaholic and I just retired and I don't know how I had time to work because I'm taking care of my parents now and I have 4 part-time jobs of the stuff that I love to do now. So I'm like all over the place and I can't even settle down in the evening till like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And I still get good sleep, but before, it used to be 6 o'clock, I've got my shower, I'm in my pajamas, and I'm ready to go to bed. And now it's 6-8 hours later before I'm even thinking about going to bed. So I'm...
Life looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
Awesome.
Got
thank
6
you
grandkids,
so much
I'm
for
ecstatic.
Awesome. Give her a round of applause.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
GMO. So has anyone heard of GMOs? Right? Does anyone really understand and fully comprehend what GMOs are? I think half.
They're not THC in your water supply.
Right, so GMO stands for genetically modified organism. Also, I've once heard that GMOs stand for God move over, because what they do is they literally go in and they start to splice and dice the genes. The problem with all of that is oftentimes when you splice and dice the genes, we're consuming those altered genes. And so they alter genes for certain things. If they do it in corn, soy, oftentimes it's for higher yield, going through temperature differences. More so what they're doing now is they're actually splicing in pesticides, the glyphosate. And so what they're finding is that that way they don't have to spray as much, or they can spray with other stronger pesticides and herbicides. And what it does is it doesn't affect the plant itself, but it affects all of the weeds around it. So they're basically creating this like super plant, right? They did it with fish. There's salmon. They found that they can grow them twice as fast, twice as big when they genetically modify these salmon. The problem is that oftentimes with these genetic modifications, they don't have to share them. So especially with Monsanto, if you're a farmer, they say, buy my seed, but you can't share my seed and you can't use it next year. You can only use it right now. And so again, the problem with that is if it's patented, right, if something's patented, you don't have to tell people about it. So what happens is the government says, hey, I want you to try to do some studies on this, right? And if it's mine, right, I say, hey, Dr. Grant, you have this patented seed, and I would like to do a study on it. And Dr. Grant says, yeah, but I own the patent, so I don't have to give you what that is because it's proprietary information, right? So I have to say then as the government, okay, well, then you have to do studies that say that this genetic modification is safe. Does anyone see that there might be a problem with that?
Conflict
the small
of interest?
Maybe bias that comes to it. So again, when you're looking, the biggest one we talked about, soy, corn, cotton, the amount of genetic engineering that comes with it. I have a quick video.
In the mid-90s, the UK government gave about $3 million to a scientist to figure out how to test for the safety of GMOs. That scientist was Dr. Arpad Pusztai, the world's leading expert in his field. He worked at the top nutritional research laboratory in the UK, one of the best in the world. He had about 20 or 30 researchers working with him in three different institutes, and his protocols that he was designing were supposed to be implemented into EU law as requirements for the safety assessments of any GMOs to be introduced into Europe. He took a potato that was genetically engineered to produce an insecticide and fed one group of rats the genetically engineered potato. He fed another group of rats natural potatoes, and a third group of rats natural potatoes, plus their meal was spiked with the same insecticide that the GM potato was engineered to produce. So you have GM potato, natural potato, and natural potato plus an insecticide, and all three had a complete and balanced diet as well.
We measured all sorts of things, growth, for example, how these young animals were growing, what happened to their inside, and what happened to their immune system. And it became clear that the GM had a slower growth. It had problems with internal development of its organs, and it certainly knocked out the immune system.
Only the rats that ate the GM potato got sick. They had potentially precancerous cell growth in their digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system in 10 days. What was the cause of that damage? It was not the insecticide, because the group eating the insecticide did not have the problem. It was understood that it was the process of genetic engineering itself and the unpredicted side effects that caused this profound damage to every system and organ studied.
So raise your hand if you'd like to know if GMOs are in your food. Okay, now put your hand down. This is how many people from the government think that you actually deserve to know if GMOs are in your food. It has been gone up time and time again, different bills that pass. It's if this has genetic modification, we're actually going to mark it. We're actually going to tell you. And it has been voted down over half dozen times now in multiple different bills in multiple different states. Though there are people who are working diligently to actually educate you about genetic modifications. So you will find something that says non-GMO, or you will find that there is a certification that people have. It's a non-for-profit. It's a little label. It has a butterfly, and it stands for, it actually says non-GMO verified. You know, so if I have a product and it's a product that's the same, it's organic, I'm going to look. Does one say non-GMO? I'm going to choose the non-GMO one every single time, knowing where your food comes from, right? So these are some ways that you can look at in terms of genetic modifications, how crucial it is, because if it's changing the genes of a living being or a plant and you're eating that, guess what happens to your genes, right? Do you know how to not make it be like this? I don't know how to. I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not, and we're there. Okay, vitamin D. Vitamin D will likely always be in any bundle that I ever sell you because I think literally every person should be on it for the rest of their life. Reason being is because when you're looking at vitamin D, we naturally get it from the sunshine, which, praise the Lord, we've had awesome amounts of sunshine for the last couple of months. But guess what today starts? You don't see the sun until next June. So you will likely be deficient in it. Vitamin D is a necessity. So when you look at, they say the average, if you have it in a multivitamin, is about 400 IUs. That's great for preventing rickets, right? Rickets, anyone know what rickets is? It's a bone softening disease that people underneath the ships had when they would hold them over from different countries. The problem now is that when you're actually getting into therapeutic doses, which is 5,000 IUs a day or more of vitamin D3, you'll find it prevents against things like MS, type 1 diabetes, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, the flu, right? This is one where, hey, you just told me that there's mercury in the flu, so what do I do, right? Let's try to boost the immune system by doing things like not eating GMOs, by not having sugar, by taking your proper vitamins, by getting adjusted. So you're fighting the flu all day, every time you wake up. Vitamin D is one of them. Bladder cancers, renal cancers, when they look at preeclampsia, so for pregnant women, stress fractures, all fractures, like, did I mention anything that might be of interest to you, right? Take your vitamin D. The average person is incredibly deficient. So when you're looking at vitamin D, it also helps with the detoxification process. Now, we're going to change the oils. So we've got to go through food and how it breaks down inevitably, right? So there's really three different categories of foods. There's carbohydrates, there's proteins, and there's fats, right? That's what they show you. The top is the carbohydrate, that's bread. What is a carbohydrate? Carbohydrates are fruits and vegetables. Those are grains. That's corn, that is rice, that's quinoa, that's, what am I missing, pasta and pizza, the white flours, right, and the breads, those. Yep. Now, carbohydrates, regardless, this is kind of like the ingredients in the vaccines. This is just biochemistry. This is how the body works. Carbohydrates break down into sugars. I used to play a video that actually looked at, Dr. Oz did it. He had two groups of women that were fasting. One, when they woke up, that group had two Snicker bars.
No, one Snicker bar, and the other group had one slice of bread.
Two slices of whole wheat bread. One Snicker bar, two slices of whole wheat bread. With our powers combined. This is why it's a great working relationship. He's smart. He's really smart. Right?
Just not as.
So, no, you're right. It's one. It was one Snicker bar, two pieces of bread. With our powers combined. So
compromise.
They had one Snicker bar. Fasting, they tested the blood glucose. They waited a couple days, same group of women, same fasting, had two slices of whole wheat bread for breakfast, tested the blood sugar. Do you know, in 8 out of 10 women, the blood sugar actually rose more with the two pieces of whole wheat bread than it did with the Snicker bar? Right? And again, not to try to coax you to eat the Snicker bar for breakfast, but what it's due to educate you that carbohydrates break down into the body is sugar. So your body doesn't know the different sources of sugar, whether it comes from a pineapple, two slices of whole wheat bread, an ice cream cone. It just knows what affects my sugar. Second one, protein. Proteins break down into amino acids. So what's really cool is if you can remember back to that detoxification pathway, detoxification too comes with amino acids. The NAC, which comes from L-cysteine, and glycine are both amino acids. The problem is we typically need more of those than what we're just getting in the diet. Those amino acids are building blocks for life. They are needed. We have essential and non-essential, right? Essential is what you get from your diet, so you have to actually consume them. Your secondary one is that fat, right? Fats break down into fatty acids. Again, you have essential and non-essential, which means some of them are produced naturally in your body, where a good portion of them are needed through food, right? And we've got to figure out then, too, so we've got to change our fats that we're looking at, right? So the best fats that we always go through Anything that I cook with coconut oil. Medium chain triglycerides, if you ever hear of like MCT oil, right? Medium chain triglycerides are awesome. They are great for brain health, heart health, good healthy fats, your HDLs. Things to stay away from, soybean oil, right? We talked about soy. Canola oil. Canola actually stands for Canadian oil low acid. It's made from rapeseed. Highly, highly genetically modified. You guys ever hear about genetic modifications? You are welcome, right? So when we're looking at that, again, one that you want to stay away from, high in omega-6s, which is more pro-inflammatory. Cold oils, olive oil is a really great one. Avocado oil, sometimes you have to be careful with a bit of a higher, but when you're looking, you know, safflower, sunflower oil, they're higher in omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory. Our ultimate goal is to look at the anti-inflammatory. So really the really good fats that I typically have in my house is coconut oil, olive oil, and then grass-fed butter that we have at our house. Same thing, grass-fed butter has a lower cook temperature, which is why if you put it on there, it'll burn, right? So that makes that good oil bad. So those are one of the things. So those are three easy oil changes. So all the other stuff, peanut oil, vegetable oil, right? Those are the ones that are more pro-inflammatory. They affect the brain. They affect the cellular health. You want to get rid of them.
So a big question that we often get is like, how much protein should I be eating when it comes to different health goals? First, the importance of high quality protein is it's going to help balance your blood sugar. It's a great rich source. It helps your body, gives your body the necessary building blocks, those amino acids to help build glutathione, not glyphosate, glutathione, which Dr. Leanne covered is your body's own antioxidant. It helps to boost the immune system, best defense against inflammation, or one of the best defenses of against inflammation and free radicals. And you always want to choose protein that comes from grass-fed, grass-finished cows. You don't want denatured. You don't want to buy from GNC, Walmart, wherever else, because the top 13 protein products on the market all have GMOs in them, all of them. They also have artificial fillers that are full of crap, and you're not going to get the best results from them. So how much protein should – come on.
I know how to work it.
I'm going to need you to be quiet over there. Clay, can you go back for one? Go back a slide for me, please. There we go. Perfect. So for gentlemen, ideally, you want to have roughly 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal. Ladies, you're lower. You're somewhere around 15 to 20 grams of protein per meal. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's a lot of information out there that says, you know what, don't eat too much protein because your body's going to break it down into sugar, gluconeogenesis, because there are, and I'm going to cover this here with the macros in just a second, but your body not only will break down protein to create sugar, your body also breaks down fat to create sugar. And if you have been on the advanced plan, you know it's a higher fat nutrition plan, or ketosis, for example, that's also a higher fat nutrition plan. Your body can turn fat into sugar as well. So your body is not going to create an excess of sugar on its own that's going to give you diabetes. You with me on that? Your body's not going to do something that can ultimately kill itself. It's not the way we were created. It's not what it's going to do. So that being said, obviously you don't want to overindulge, but that's with anything. You don't want to overeat anything because at that point your body is going to store those excess calories, those excess nutrients as fat that it doesn't need at that moment in time. So let's see. So we're going to talk about the core and the advanced plan. On the left, these are the core numbers. Well, before I get into the numbers, here are the differences between the two. The advanced plan. This is for individuals who are trying to lose an excess amount of weight, who are trying to reverse some sort of disease process, whether it's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, some sort of inflammatory process. Inflammation ultimately is going to land you in some sort of disease process, regardless of what the official diagnosis or name is. So, again, disease reversal, advanced plan. Weight loss, advanced plan. The core plan, this is more of your maintenance plan. If you are at your ideal weight level and you want to stay there, if you have reversed your disease process and you are want to kind of start to incorporate maybe some healthier option of carbs back into your nutrition, this is where you want to go.
Pregnant, nursing, kids, also this one.
Yes, thank you. I wouldn't know about that. So the different percentages of macros. Again, macros are the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fats. In the advanced plan, the percentage of fats that you're going, fat calories that you're going to consume is between 67 to 77%. Don't worry about figuring that out. I'm going to walk you through those steps here in just a minute. Protein is 15 to 25%. Carbs are going to be 8 to 10% of your calories. Core numbers, a little bit of a change. Fat percentage drops from down to 55 to 65. Protein, 15 to 25. Carbohydrate, 15 to 25. Did y'all get all that? Okay. So, well, Dr. Grant, what does the 15% of my calories mean? I don't get it. So here's what you can do. These are my numbers. You can go to Google, and you can type in perfect keto macro calculator. Because the advanced plan, Max Living, we've been doing keto before keto was keto. Don't worry about that. We got time to go. So what you're going to do, you're going to go to the perfect keto macro calculator. You're going to start up here on the left-hand side. Choose your calculator type. You're going to go to standard ketogenic calculator, imperial for pounds, unless you're British and you want to choose metric. Boo. Activity level. It's got a drop-down menu. For me, I exercise more than four times a week. I exercise 6-7 days a week at mid to high intensity. Calorie intake goal. You have different options. If you want a small deficit, you can do the slider between 5 to 10%. Moderate deficit is 10 to 20. And large deficit is 20 to 30. Just for an example, I put 20% up there. So you can adjust how much you want to change. Put in your information. I'm a male, 36 years old, 6'4", 222 pounds. So this is what it spit out for me. My daily macronutrient goals, 107 grams of protein, 30 grams of carbs, 178 grams of fat, for a total of 2,256 calories a day. That's pretty spot on with where I'm at. So that's a great in-down result summary. If I stick to 30 grams of carbs, 107 grams of protein, 178 grams of fat, I'll lose roughly 3.5 pounds in a month, is what it is. Okay. Any questions about that? It's pretty self-explanatory, right? There's more in-depth math. If you have a Fitbit, if you have an iWatch that actually counts your base metabolic rate, that'll give you your daily total daily energy expenditure, which is the amount of calories that you burn in a day just to stay alive, your base metabolic rate. This is the simple math. Basically, my BMR is 2,300 calories a day. Let's say I wanted to lose a pound a week. 1 pound of fat in your body is roughly 3,500 calories. So if I want to burn a pound in a week, 7 days in a week, I have to burn an excess or, restrict my calories by 500 a day. Simple math. Does everyone get that? I know everyone hates math. At least I did. I can count to 24 vertebrae in a spine. Other than that, it's a hit or miss. Let's see. So how that breaks down. 2,300 minus the 500 equals 1,800 calories that I would consume in a day in order to lose a pound a week without exercise. So 1,800 times, let's say, 70% fat calories, that's going to give you 1,260 calories from fat. Now, the equivalent of 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. So you're going to divide 1,260 calories by 9 calories to give 1 gram of fat. It's going to equate to 140 grams of fat. Still with me? Okay. if you're not and you want to schedule...
This is what he's going to do. When you secretly reactivate your Facebook, Dr. Grant will do a video on this to break it down. So if you're like, I need you to go back. So so he'll go back and actually.
So basically, that's the step-by-step math. If you do have the Fitbit, if you have the Apple Watch, that allows you to truly track what your specific number is. The keto calculator is more of a broad kind of idea.